Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Warner.
when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. Cajun. Like all moms from all cultures, she had a mom wisdom that she liked to impart. These cliches are glitches, as she called them. Mira, Mati, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You've got to take a bead with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. What? What? You can ask someone in comedy, doesn't that? Now, I do have a child, and, you know, I want to be absolutely honest with them. I'll never forget the day my little boy went to me. Mommy, where do babies come from? And I was going to be so absolutely honest, so I turned and looked into his innocent little eyes and said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from absolute vodka. Misinformed like I was growing up, because I had really curly hair, my mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow, your hands on the lady. If she's in the apartment, how do you accept on a baby? And for the longest time, until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. I was so misinformed on that. Too. Oh, they have so much. I just want to say, this is great. I feel so flashy in my. I feel like I have to create a whole new act around my jewelry. And then I went there and it felt powerful. I was empowered by my jewelry. It's a fun thing. Now, I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, okay, I like to think of this right here at my chest. Now, I like to think of this as the continental shelf, because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of the day. French fry, ketchup, bonus, sweet. And I don't think of these as breast milk. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store, you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Oh, excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big gun. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? And maybe that up there. And those two items up there. Oh, you're such a nice man. All right, we're going to keep it moving now. I'll leave you with one joke, because you need a joke for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmothers have in common?
What?
Thank you very much, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Wonderful.
Hey, well, that was fun. Who do we have in the house now? Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. And tomorrow and every Tuesday at 4 p.m., you can listen to Betty Jo Tucker at Movie Attic Headquarters. Tomorrow it's going to be Vegas, baby. Las Vegas takes center stage on Movie Attic Headquarters with award-winning author Susan Marge, and she'll discuss films about Vegas, movie star weddings in Vegas, and Vegas and Hollywood, and the whole Vegas thing. I love Vegas. Let it roll. Bet black. Her two books are Las Vegas Weddings, A Brief History, Celebrity Gossip, Everything Elvis, and The Complete Chapel Guide, Hollywood or Bust. Well, that's a lot, Betty Jo Tucker, to have on one show. All right, that's Tuesdays. And we also have in the house Chuck Skull. Chuck, post when your shows are again. I think they're on Saturday, right? And also Kat Vecchione from Wacko World, Wacko World. And you can listen to Wacko World, and I just was, Mondays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Always interesting music. An interesting conversation with those guys. Richard B. Smart, he sure is very, they keep it going there. They keep it going for 2 hours. Look at me, 30 minutes today. I'm lazy. What can I say? I have a lot to do, but I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club. Also, my Christmas CD is available on CD Baby. It's called Merry Christmas. Very irreverent, because that's me. I'm irreverent. Yes, I am. Oh, this one's for you. Should I do this one? I don't know. I think I will. All right, this one's for Betty Jo, and she'll know the movie right away because I've played it before, and see if the other people can guess this movie. Parody.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's brain in Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it a light flashing, credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note, credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron, credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me, that quick, light footstep. I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorced come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda! Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Thank you, Steve Mendoza, for that wonderful promo, and I listened to his show this weekend. Very good. Very good. Check out Steve Mendoza on Dreamstream Radio. Oh, Kat, where is it? Now you just had it. Oh, the thing moved. Okay, let's see. Chuck is, Wacka World is at 8 p.m. on Saturdays, and Chuck is at 8 p.m. on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio. All right, I hope I got that right, gang. Anyway, Steve's, yeah, it is a great promo. He's a very talented guy. You know who's not here? George. George from the Mom and Pop Shop. I'll mention him anyway. George, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4 p.m. And you could Facebook friend him and find out exactly when he's on. But it's the Mom and Pop Shop with the wonderful George Bettinger. Anyway, we're doing good here. Why am I saying anyway so much? I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing that. Well, Halloween was fun. Now what's the next thing? We got Thanksgiving coming up. Oh, yeah. I love Thanksgiving. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, I'm so sad. When I look into my bowl, the food I see just has no soul. Dry food may good for me, but dry is not where I want to be. Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy. Into my bowl, the food I see just has no soul. Dry food may be good for me,
but dry's not where I wanna be.
Groovy food is what I crave. The gravy tastes, it is the rage. Omega 3's all good for me.
Help me drink the best meat.
Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy. Makes my tailware go away. I like tasty flavors too,
to make me happy when I chew.
When I look up above, all I feel is love. My groovy food is fresh and new.
The one I have to thank is you. Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow. Give me groovy gravy. Give me groovy gravy.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bow, wow, wow.
Groovy gravy.
I love that. It's too funny, too funny, too funny. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're having some fun.
Hello, handsome, how do you do? Hello, handsome, what a brew. Hello, handsome, care to bowl with a handsome coffee roaster. If you need a cup today of the best looking brew, got some hot and average Java just for you. The most attractive coffee you've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Hey, look, gal. It's the fellas of handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple sisters.
Hello, handsome. Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one, roast the most, the most, the most,
the Dee, we start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wowee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew. What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, drip, drippity, droppity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Mmm. Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Mm. Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good lookingness.
Every day is spent with friends, health and spirit never end. Hi, how are you? are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Ugh! Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Ugh!
Look at those people with pale skin.
Let's scalp them.
Wait! Let's hear them out.
Hey there, Renton! How's your harvest? How's your harvest? How's your harvest?
People, they are dying. Come on, chap, tell how.
How'd you get that harvest? How'd you get that harvest? How'd you get that harvest?
Woo! What's your feeling? Don't be such a hard tail.
Come on, chief, what could they possibly do to us?
Here's our secret, here's our secret, here's our secret, hook. Here's our secret, here's our secret, here's our secret, hook. Respect the land, treat with care, turn the soil everywhere. Burn some wood in your teepee, eat this, it's called peyote. There's our secret, there's our secret, there's our secret, hook. There's our secret, there's our secret, there's our secret, hook.
Headquarters. Tomorrow it's Vegas, baby, at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Go to Movie Attic Headquarters and also check out Betty Jo Tucker on Facebook. Kat Ficchione, Wacko World, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Chuck Skull, Sundays at 8 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Richard B. Smart, it's the Wacko, Wacko, Wacko World with the guys and gal. And that is Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. Check them out. That's 9 a.m. my time, which is Eastern Standard Time, so you guys do the math and figure it out all over the world, okay? That's how we do this, right? That's how we roll. Yep, always a fun time. Don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Buy them as Christmas gifts or Thanksgiving gifts. They're just fun to have. 90 seconds, where does the time go? Well, Nancy, it goes fast when you're doing a short show. Yes, it do. Yes, it do. So I hope everybody's having a good time out there. Yeah, I do, that for sure. I know I am. Anyway, so I'll probably have some special shows coming up during the week, and we'll check that out too. I've got a minute. Ooh, a minute. So what can we plug? Just watch everybody's shows. Check out all my friends here. And remember, we're going to have good things coming up in the future because it's going to be holiday shows. Yep. We love the holidays, don't we? We sure do. Okay. Well, thank you all. You know, I love you all, and I'm your biggest fan.
Hello, Apple Sisters. I am your biggest fan.
Hey, how'd you get in here?
I don't care how you got in here, as long as you stay.
Well, aren't you nice? Would you like an autograph?
Oh, I'd love an autograph. Oh, Zeta, you're so caring and pious.
Oh, thank you. Shut up. That's so sweet. Shut up.
And Cora, you're so beautiful, and you're just like a newspaper spreading the news.
Oh, thank you. Just shut up. Just shut up.
And Candy, you have such wonderful penmanship.
Oh, shut up.
And you're all so funny.
Shut up.
And you have great dance moves, and your hair is
come
nice.
Oh, shut up.
And you're very topical.
Shut up.
And you look good in primary colors, which is not easy to do, trust me.
Oh, thank you. Shut up.
And you're just wonderful. You're the tops, you're the greatest, you're the cat's meow, you're the bee's knees.
Shut up.
Oh, Apple Sisters, I love
shut
you.
Up.
Thank you very much. Check out the Apple Sisters online and also Lascivious Biddies online. Very funny stuff. Thank you all for tuning in today. I know you've got to go and do important things, so have a good day, everyone. This is Nancy Lombardo, host of Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.